Yeah, they definitely put up a lot of points, and it's definitely a competition between the offense, defense, and special teams against me, and what they can generate offensively, the points they put up on the board, and the explosive fashion that they do it in.
Tell us about their defense, because everybody always talks about their offense. Mm-hmm. And what do you guys see when you look at film?
Well, I mean, they got a defensive line that's just incredible. Linebackers who fill in there and make plays, and the secondary really they get a lot of opportunities on the ball because of that rush. I think most of the time in the NFL, it's definitely a race between the rush getting to the quarterback, and this is a faster race than most teams because of the way that these guys get to the quarterback.
And right, another way Kyle is spreading the ball around, it's got to be a good feeling for all you guys knowing you're all involved and everybody has a chance to make a play.
Yeah, it feels good because this is what we were talking about since the spring. This is what we, as a group, this is how we felt we were going to be successful this year, and we're all going to contribute, and it's good to see it materialize and really be, you know, what we were expecting it to be.
And do you mind at all this a chance maybe to show some people who've been doubting that the Broncos are a pretty good football team if you can do well against a team like the Colts?
I mean, we love to beat every team, and we love to beat every team in a way that, you know, we're all contributing, we're all being successful out there on the football field, but, you know, we feel that we're a pretty good team in this locker room, and I think that's really all that matters to us.
Brandon, do you think there's even more pressure on the offense because you know how many points Peyton can put up?
I don't think so. I mean, it's just, you know, as offense, all we can really concern ourselves with is executing and scoring, taking advantage of our opportunities, and, you know, and that's the defense's job to take care of that, and we trust them and we assume that they will.
So it's not one of those things when you guys say, hey, we got to, you know, last time in the red zone there were a couple times you guys weren't able to convert, that you're going, hey, we need to do this.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're definitely right about that. We do have to convert, but we are going to this football game with the same approach we've been having in the previous weeks, and so there's still a lot of pressure for us to perform and convert on third down, convert in the red zone. There's a lot of pressure on us anyway that we're putting on ourselves. So obviously, is there some added pressure? Probably, but we can't go in the game and be thinking about that. We just have to go out there and execute, and it'll take care of itself.